It is time once again for another episode of Silence Broken, the IPV Talks, where Aaron Lee from Lanark County Interval House and I do our best to keep the conversation going when it comes to intimate partner violence awareness and prevention. Aaron Lee, good to see you again.
Always good to be with you, Bob.
So there is a big day that is coming up in the very near future, and it is going to be recognized quite respectfully in Lanark County.
That is true. International Women's Day is March the 8th. It is focused on this year's theme. This year's theme is Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls. I think it was about in the early 1900s, that International Women's Day was celebrated for the first time. It certainly has evolved over a century or more than a century, but it's a movement now that belongs to all of us who care about gender equality, collective action, and ensuring that women and girls are protected and are elevated in our communities.
It's really interesting too, because I've looked at a little bit of the history, and to see, there were versions that were being marked as early as 1909, and then in other countries like Russia, where they were trying to, really take on this movement. And the themes are very similar almost everywhere you are in the world. It really is one of the most internationally discussed topics, and certainly worth recognizing beyond a day, of course, as we do, but it really is something that has become a part of history.
It absolutely is. And I think that one of the things that's really important in terms of nuances and the way of the world, even this week and last week recently, is where women sit culturally, in various cultures around the world, their roles, how they are held in high regard, where their equity and their equality sits in various cultures. And I think that that has been a really great opportunity globally when we think about the role of women and how women are held in community to challenge and to learn from other communities and other cultures and to break down and dismantle systemic barriers that exist to women's equality, discriminatory laws, legal protections. We need to continue to work on those things. We need to, yesterday I saw in the news they were talking about the first black bus driver of what was then Ottawa Transit Commission, which is now is OC Transpo, and just thinking about those realities for people. We need to move in that direction for women and make sure that we respect history and the context of history, that the path to the future is really fortified in breaking down all those barriers.
And what really fascinates me is, and we've talked about this with IPV in general as well, how generations are taking steps forward, not necessarily leaps, but they take steps forward. But there's always something that is going to pop up and hold it back a bit, meaning there's always like a force, not against the entire movement or the entire evolution, but these things keep coming up, whether it be violence against women, women not being paid the same, things like that.
I think gender-based violence and gender-based inequities are certainly something that happens across the board, and I think that it's important that we have to dismantle what makes a woman a woman, and how do we identify a girl as a girl? And I think we need to be inclusive of gender diverse folks and ensure that there is a place, and that we have to break down these barriers around women born women only spaces. And I think that that happens in the intimate, in IPV, in domestic violence, and in anti-violence agencies. Some agencies have very much worked towards building policies and building programs and services that are inclusive of those who identify as women, regardless of how they journey to become them. And there are other places that create barriers for women who don't come to service as women born women. So I think that that's like another aspect of how International Women's Day, we have an opportunity to amplify those realities and look at how are we building a strong and equitable world for all women and girls in our community. I think, the notion of the greater power is love versus hate is really, really important, especially as we look at International Women's Day and raising awareness and participating in local events. And we have some local events that are going on. We are so embraced in community. We're very, very lucky. So Rona is celebrating International Women's Day on March the 8th, and they will have a table. We will have a table there, and we'll be engaging with folks at Rona. I think that's between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. in Carlton Place. Also, on International Women's Day, March 8th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Maplestone Ranch and Retreat is having an exclusive day for those who identify as women. They can book 2-hour sessions at the spa and retreat. And 50% of all proceeds that day will go to Lanark County Interval House. The Canadian Federation of University Women are hosting an event in Perth, and they're in support of Lanark County Interval House and the recognition of International Women's Day. So there's an event in Perth, there's an event in Carlton Place, and there's an event in Clayton. So you can get involved and you can be engaged. You can do your own volunteerism or amplifying and raising your voice in a variety of ways in your community. Check out our social media and be engaged in celebrating the women in your world and in your life.
And our communities also have some great places for silent reflection. The mosaics come to mind, the memorial in Perth as well. These are places where, I mean, if you just want to go and feel a really good energy when you're thinking of the adversities that some are facing, and just feel hope. You know, these works of art really can inspire, and they're such a wonderful place to just sit and think.
Absolutely. And you can't ho have action without hope. You can't have action without hope and without processing and allowing yourself to heal from whatever things may have created barriers for you in the past. We have three amazing pebble mosaics, one in Smiths Falls beside Town Hall, one in Almont behind Old Town Hall, and one in Carlton Place beside Carlton Place Town Hall. Those were all built by community. All hands in the community were invited to be involved in those pebble mosaics done with Redefine Arts. They are places of reflection, and they were purposefully put beside in connection to town halls because we want to make sure that the leadership of each of our towns understands their commitment and their responsibility to make sure that those mosaics stay grounded and stay protected and are there for the community. The Women's Monument that we have that was derived from and created through survivors of intimate partner violence is in Perth, across from the library. Or towards Gore Street, adjacent to the library, a lovely spot also to go and take a moment to reflect and to think about the women who've come before you, to think about how your mom, your sisters, your grandmas, and people have created a path for all of us, for all genders of people, to be able to celebrate women and to embrace the role of women in community.
Yeah, indeed. And I think I'm going to ask you for your final thoughts on this and talk about how community can really come together on days like this. And sort of summarizing some of the people that we've spoken with, local politicians, police officers, people like yourself, people who are doing what they can to end IPV. This is one of those days where, you know, it's all efforts are recognized and put together and appreciated.
100%. I think that it is important to recognize and celebrate our media platforms, MyFM, our police services, all of the local agencies doing work on the ground, from the hospital program to victim services to VWAP to Lanark County Mental Health to Lanark County Interval House, and all the women here who are leading that charge and that change, but also local politicians, also local businesses, also community members who pay attention and who amplify the issues every day. It is important to celebrate the women who lead, the potential for the women who are coming, and the gratitude to all genders who walk alongside us to do the work.
Aaron, thank you very much. Of course, we do an episode of Silence Broken every week here on LanarkLeadsToday.ca. You can head over to Silence Broken. Sorry, you can head over to LanarkLeadsToday.ca/Silence Broken, where you can listen to past episodes. And we also have resources available on there if you or someone is in need of help. We've got Lanark County Interval House, of course, Victim Services, Lanark County, the OPP, Smiths Falls Police, many different ways you can get a hold of them. Aaron, I look forward to speaking with you again next week.
I do as well. Thanks so much.
I'm Bob Perreault, LanarkLeadsToday.ca.